Good morning. Our reading this morning is from the Song of Songs, chapter 8, verses 6 to 7. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. It's jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. There are books in the Bible that we often spend a lot of time with, the book of John and several other books. I would suggest that this book, the Song of Songs, is one of the least studied books, probably because it's so explicit. And I'm going to have to be very dance around some of the words that are in this book. But they are, it's a love story is what it is more than anything else. For example, in this Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, there's a man speaking, there's a woman speaking, and there are friends who will be speaking. And it's very much a romantic relationship. It begins with a woman speaking, and she says, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine." And then the friends who are there with them, and somehow in my mind I'm thinking that everybody's out for a long walk and there's a group of people sharing this. I don't know if that's true, but in my imagination it's something like that. This is a love song from Solomon or for Solomon, we're not sure. But the friends respond by saying, "We rejoice and delight in you, we will praise your love more than wine." And then skipping on down to verse 8, the friends speak. So in my mind, I'm thinking that everyone's walking along and they're having this dialogue. The friends say, "If you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds." They're wanting to meet together. And then again, he responds in verse 9. "I liken you, my darling, to a mare among a pharaoh chariot's horses." Now, I'm not so sure that's a polite thing today. "I liken you, my darling," you're like a horse. But it's not that. It's, "Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make earrings of gold studded with silver." So it's interesting. That's kind of I've never seen a Valentine card like this, and probably never will. And then it's a woman speaking now in verse 12. "While the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved to me, a sachet of mirth. My beloved to me is a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of Engadi." Yes, I did skip something, and that's a good thing I did. And then in verse 15, it's the man speaking. "How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful your eyes are, doves." And then she says, in verse 16, "How handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming. And our bed is verdant." And then skipping down, it's a woman speaking. "I am Rose of Sharon." I think there are songs about that. "A lily of the valleys. Like lily among thorns is my darling among the young women." So Barb and I are coming together with our anniversary, and I tried to find a card, for Barb that would be nice. And I thought about maybe writing some of these things out, but I thought, I don't think so. It's not what you would really call a love song. But back then, this was very much a love song. It was picturing it. It was walking outside. There's no highway. There are no cars. But there are people going from vineyards to vineyards, chatting and talking along with one another. And so in chapter 2, he says, "Listen, my beloved, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows. I want to have a look at my loved." Verse 10, "My beloved spoke and said to me, 'Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come with me. See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig trees forms its early fruit, and blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Oh, my beautiful one, come with me.'" And then he responds to that by saying, "My love, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes, the ruin in the vineyards. Our vineyards are in bloom." So far, that's not overly romantic, but it's a love story and it's a love song. And again, we really have no idea what that song would be. But she responds by saying, "My beloved is mine and I am his." This is a declaration of exclusivity. We're together with one another. "Until that day breaks and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved," and again, this is something you wouldn't hear on a card, "and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the rugged hills." So it's interesting over the years how romantic things can change. But this is very much a love story in a time where it was not easy, where it wasn't always easy to collect food or to gather food or to be around. Sometimes you'd be miles and miles away from one another. But then he responds, or she responds, and she says, "I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city, though the searches of the squares, and I will search the one that my heart loves. So I looked for him, but I did not find him. The watchmen found me, and they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go." So maybe we sometimes remember where our loved one, we've been away for a good long while. We haven't seen one another for a long, long time, maybe for a variety of reasons. But then there's that reuniting, that lovely time that we can be together. And I love the scripture. "When I found the one my heart loves, I held him and would not let him go," and vice versa. So then it says in verse 6, and again, it's a woman speaking, "Who is coming up from the wilderness like the column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense, made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it's Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with the sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage and made it from wood from Lebanon, and posts he made of silver, his base gold. In its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior inlaid with love." So I guess today we would say it was a great looking car. Something that's just beautiful. Back then, here it is. And there's this longing of them to be together, to share with one another. So now, it's his turn to speak, chapter 4. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats. Again, you wouldn't see this on a card. You got to go with me on all this. And then in verse 6, it says, until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. So come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. And then verse 9, you have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart. So I really believe this is put to music. And then in verse 10, how delightful is your love, my sister bride? How much more pleasing is your love than wine and the fragrance of your perfume, more than any spice? Your drips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. The fragrance of your garments is like fragrance from Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of tree, with myrrh and aloes, all of the finest spices. You are the garden fountain, a well flowing water streaming from the Lebanon. And then she says, awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my beloved come into the garden and taste all its choice fruits. And then he says, I have come into the garden, my sister bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. I don't see that combination working out very well, but anyway, that's what it was. And then the friends respond by saying, eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill of love. And then she says, and this is rather lengthy, I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. My head is drenched with dew, and my hair with the dampness of night. And then she skips down and says, my beloved, throws his hand through the opening. And then it says in verse 5, I arose to open from my beloved. And then skipping down in verse 7, the watchmen found me as they made their rounds. And then the friends, again, watching this speak. In verse 9, how is your beloved better than others, most beautiful women? How is your beloved better than others that you say to us? And she says, oh, my beloved is radiant and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000. His head is purest gold. His hair is wavy and black as a raven. Doesn't seem too complimentary there, but anyway. By the water streams, mounted like jewels. His cheeks are like beds of spice, yielding perfume. So this love story just continues on. His lips are like lilies dripping with myrrh. His arms, rods of gold set with topaz. His body like polished ivory, decked with lapis lazuli. His eyes are pillars of marble set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as cedars. His mouth is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovely. There are hymns that have that comment. Altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. And I think that in marriage, that's true. Not only do we love one another, but he or she, best friend. This is my beloved. This is my friend. And so the friends are standing back, watching all of this, listening to all of this. And chapter 6 says, "Where has your beloved gone, most beautiful of women? Which way did your beloved turn, that we might look for him with you?" She says, "My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to the browse in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He browses among the lilies." And then he says, "You are as beautiful as Tirzah." And I didn't know what that meant, so I investigated. "You are as beautiful as Tirzah, a Canaanite city. You're as lovely as Jerusalem, a majestic as troops of banners. Turn your eyes from me. They overwhelm me. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Gilead. Your teeth are like flock of sheep coming up from the washing. Each has his twin. None of them missing. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of pomegranate. 60 queens there may be, and 80 concubines. Behold that number." And then later in verse 10, the friends again are speaking. "Who is it that appears like the dawn, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, majestic as the stars in procession?" And then he says, "I went down to the grove of nut trees to look at the new growth of the valley, to see the vines had budded or the pomegranates in bloom, before I realized my desire set me among the royal chariots, my people, upper class." The friends say, come back, O Shumanite. Come back, and we will gaze on you." And then he says, "Why would you gaze on the Shulamite as on the dance of Manahem?" Which again, I don't really understand with all of that. But I'm going to skip all the way over in verse 9, where she says, "May the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my beloved, and my desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyard to see if the vines are budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love." And the friends are standing back, listening, watching. And then the friends say, "Who is coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" And then in verse 6, it says, the woman speaking, "Place me like a seal over your heart." And I think there's a part of one of our hymns that say this. "Place me a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death." We've heard that before. "For love is as strong as death." It's a happy marital love. And then verse 7, "Many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned." And then the friends say, "We have a sister. What shall we do for our sister? If she's a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she's a door, we will be enclosed with panels of cedar." Again, not something that we would normally say. But then he seems to wrap up. And that she is speaking, and then he'll speak in a moment. But she says, "I am a wall, thus I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to his tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are those who tend its fruit. And then he speaks. You who dwell in the gardens with friends in attendance, let me hear your voice. And then at the end, she says, come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a stag on the spice-laden mountains. We will live happily ever after. It's not a sermon that is ever preached, but it's a love song. It's a story of two people coming together, dealing with the challenges, dealing with surviving, dealing with family, dealing with life itself like we do today. It's just written differently. But it's this idea of let's come together. Whatever challenges we have, we're going to work it out. But let's just go. And I think, at least it is, I think, for Barb and I and for many people, you know, it's just kind of nice when every once in a while you can get away. And it doesn't have to be expensive. In fact, it can be, let's just go for a walk. Let's just go to Niagara on the Lake and go for a walk, go somewhere, and just share. Life can sometimes be so difficult and so challenging that if we just stop to think, God said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I am always with you. And if we can say that to our mate all the time, I will never leave you, I love you, I will always be with you. The Song of Solomon, yeah, a book we don't read very often, but a wonderful, wonderful book. And everyone lived happily ever after.